Thank you, Brother Chris, and salutations. This week, I have had the pleasure of visiting one of this area's hidden gems, the fabulous Himalayan Gardens, which opened today at Grulthorpe near Ripon. People are going to be amazed by how big and how much there is to do here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're very excited about welcoming guests and for them to enjoy our new facilities, the information centre, our stunning tea room, and just enjoy the peace and tranquility of the grounds, look at the bird life, and just generally have a great day out.
There's so much to see and do here. I mean, this could be, if you're coming to Grulthorpe, this could be a whole day out, really, over the Easter holidays.
Absolutely. I would definitely recommend that you give it the whole day just to look around and just bring your children, under 12s are free, and just make the most of the area and the space we have here.
And I'm here with the head gardener, Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for showing me around. So just for our dear listener, just tell us, just describe the Himalayan Gardens, because this place is amazing.
The Himalayan Garden is set in a Yorkshire valley, and it's been landscaped from originally it was thick woodland, and it's been thinned out to provide a cover and also protection for very rare species of rhododendrons.
Now, we are highly recommending a visit to the Himalayan Gardens over Easter, because it's just, well, a great place to come and spend some time, great place to be outdoors. When we come then, Ray, what are your big recommendations? Because there's obviously a lot to see here. What are your big recommendations for things we mustn't miss out on?
You mustn't miss out on the rhododendrons that will be in flower at that time. Because we're having such lovely weather at the moment, it's forcing a lot of rhododendrons out early. And mixed with that, all the birds that we've attracted to the garden, it's a pleasurable place to actually sit and just listen and view the garden.
What would be your top tip for something when you come to the Himalayan Gardens, either with your dogs or with your family, that you just can't miss out on? What would be your one bit you'd tell me I had to come and see?
So many different bits now. I would definitely say the Himalayan hut that's just been built. That's a real feature of the garden. There's a lot of new sculptures that have been built around the middle ponds, around Sunset Pond. It's really, really beautiful around there. You've got all the primulas that are coming up at this time of year, all the erythroniums. It's just a really, really, really good time of year to come and visit the garden.
Fantastic. Great weather coming up this weekend as well. Phil, thank you so much for your time. We'll let you get on. And thank you for sharing your expertise with us as well here at the Himalayan Gardens.
Thank you.